Hello, I'm Dinus the Mirror.
Is to wear the black uniform dress of UNIA. And one of the first guys was Malcolm's parents. A lot of people, they disconnect that story. Do you know that?
Yeah, I didn't know.
And then Malcolm founded the OAAU, the Organization of Afro-American Unity, right before he died. Mm-hmm. But he also came over here to talk with Zeke.
Yeah.
And Awolowo.
And the guy in Kenya,
Pico,
Pinto.
And Kenya. Lumumba. And Kenyatta. And Nkrumah. Mm-hmm. And Diouf.
Yeah.
He came and met with these guys and said, you guys should start the OAU. It was Malcolm who did that, man. A lot of people don't know that. And the OAAU still exists. Now the OAU is now AU. AU. At least the symbolism is there. Now you and I, mm-hmm. we went to the AU ambassador to the United States and right. Caribbean's town hall meeting.
Right.
In Atlanta.
Right.
At AU Center.
Right.
Morehouse Campus. Right?
Yeah.
I was the first one to ask questions. I said, I could only ask one question. After she gave this big speech about why not African Americans come home, welcome home, she said that. She also talked about she was born in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
She was a graduate of Fisk University, where my parents and grandparents went to school. And Meharry Medical College, where my grandfather and my father went to dental school. Mm-hmm. She was a practicing medical practitioner in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is like
30 minutes from Nashville,
yeah,
30-45 minutes from Nashville.
Mm-hmm. In between my hometown of Huntsville, Alabama, and Nashville, but closer to Nashville. But she got picked to be ambassador to us. So I first mentioned, yeah, you went to Fisk. You say welcome home, but what about that black passport, that black African passport, giving us full citizenship to the continent? And she said, well, we're going to bring it out in phases.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be primarily summing it up for business people.
Well, the leaders got theirs. Now, next wave is business.
And the top people in AU have theirs.
Then the business people are next.
Then business people are
but
next.
What is business?
Yeah, right. Then I said, all right. It's mostly business people. What about visa relief? That's the next thing I said.
Right.
Then they get kind of edgy of what I was really talking about. Because if we're coming home to Africa, why would we get a visa?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If we're truly coming home.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of put her on the spot. And then we wanted to push up on it. You only allowed one question.
Yeah.
And then I said, she said, well, they're getting visas on arrival. That's what she said. Mm-hmm. They're only about $35, $45. I said, well, not Nigeria. It's $180.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, $300 because you have to go take
the biometrics
test and get the result, and that's another $95.
That's Nigerian visa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Nigerian visa is like almost $300. 2-year visa.
Wow.
Most expensive. It's more expensive.
But the biometrics is another $100.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got
to
figure that in.
You have to get to either Atlanta, New York, or D.C., or Houston, or somewhere in California
mm-hmm.
to take the test for the biometrics officially, get your result, and pay your visa fees online, because you must do that before you're so that's $300 and you haven't bought the ticket yet. That's the last thing I was allowed to say. So that's our AU, and this ambassador went to the same school as my parents and grandparents, and I even made it further. I said the oldest building on Fisk University campus has a plaque on it in our family name, Minnie Cashin, who taught the Fisk Jubilee Singers for 35 years. And if you know your history, the Fisk Jubilee Singers are really what funded Fisk's biggest campus buildings in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. Because we went around the world entertaining.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're the ambassador. So, I said, well, we'll get to that. I said, no, we need to discuss that now.
Uh-huh.
Cut the crap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the last thing I said.
Mm-hmm.
So, even with that level, where we're supposed to be coming together, still this visa issue. And if you're giving out the passport, it's for the elites, it's not for us.
Oh, exactly.
It's for selective. And they had a United Nations sign on the right, and they had the African Union sign on the left.
You know, the African Union is a subsidiary of.
That's my point.
Now let's put it this way. You said something just earlier about the symbolic change of name for organization of African Unity to African Union.
Like European Union, North American Union.
Union, yeah, but when it was a union, does not really mean a union cannot exist when everybody is in one accord. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
One accord.
In the sense that everybody's on the same page. All right? But when it's about unity, we're saying, okay, let us unite. It may be semantics, but that's why I look at it. When you say African Union, that means, okay, everybody's African, you belong to this organization, we're just a union, and everybody can have their differences. But when it's about unity, that means, okay, look, we have to come together and actually be as one.
Which is the original intent of the OAU.
Yes. And that's what we said Malcolm X came into Africa to create.
You guys need to start your organization. And he went and met with everybody.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
The major ones, Anglos at the time.
Yeah,
plus Senegal.
Yeah, but if you look at the unity and the union, do you get the point? Now, a husband and wife could have a union, but that does not mean they're united.
Right.
In spirit and everything. They'll be fighting every day, but they're still legally married. Do you understand? So they're legally in a union, but they're not united. You understand what I'm trying to bring out here?
That's what I was indirectly pointing out, since I could only ask one question.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any power as the ambassador, and you're our only ambassador to the Americas, because she also represented the Caribbean, not just the United States.
Okay.
And South America too, she said that.
Yeah, she has a lot of territory.
Right, one human being, who just happened to go to the same schools that my family has been going to. She's not going to delegate power, and she's trying to create regional offices. And apparently Atlanta was the first one. And they had a couple of Nigerian ladies, right? We spoke to one right in front of us. What was one lady from Botswana?
Botswana, uh-huh.
One or two Caribbean, but they were mostly black Atlanteans from Atlanta.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And I think the guy that was said that was leading, that was ahead of it, was from Ghana, the Ghanaian, the black guy.
The guy who spoke.
Yeah.
With the garb on.
Right.
Yeah. But it looked channeled to me in the sense that, okay, all these people are qualified people. One of them used to work with Peace Corps. Now, you know what Peace Corps is?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Peace Corps, that's the Army
people. USIA.
Oh, USIA.
The former number 2 Broad Street Labber.
That was close to our defense building.
Yeah.
Mm.
Peace Corps workers, right? Mm-hmm. And what's the other one? VISTA. They stopped VISTA. That was for the student. You get your student loans deferred, but you still do it with Peace Corps. So one of them, he had been to Bolivia, South Africa, where else?
A little bit, I don't remember.
Yeah, he had been in the Caribbean, South America, and in Africa. Mm. And he's speaking this nice, clean English too, boy. And he's wearing African garb. We spoke to him after, you know. But these are selected people on this board. You understand?
Yeah.
And they want to select the business people to come in. Not like, okay, give us the passport, and we'll decide what country on our own. We'll do our own research and fly in and go to our country to be and decide where to settle.
Yeah.
And do our thing. No, they want to know what you're doing. You still got to do the visa process. You still have to be matched up with some head of state or whatever in a country or a ministry, and you're channeled in, like you're approved.
I think a lot of it.
We want to know what you're doing here.
Right, but I think what she said too, though, there's a lot of contracts that she wants to make sure are filtered towards black people versus going
with that. Some of us just want to go over there and be left alone.
Let's look at it 2 ways.
We just want to get our money, sell our house or whatever, hustle, get on the plane from Atlanta to Nigeria or wherever, go get a piece of property, build your house, and just be left the hell alone.
Okay,
you know,
that's pretty sweet. You see, the thing is that's why we don't have an African unity. Or it just takes one country, you understand, that, okay, I need
one African country.
Yeah, to start. That I need, what do you call it? I need a fresh income into this society. And says so always income, an income stream.
I know what he means. I know.
Yeah, understand. Yeah. That they need fresh income stream into the country. And say, okay, look, I'm doing what we call a free trade business to zone for African Americans that want to come into Africa. This is the vast expanse of land. It's weather friendly, it's everything friendly. You get the all the security in the world. All you have to do, visa free, give proof that you can do, give us your proposal.
Right, yeah, of course.
What country is that?
What
kind of, that's why I want to bring it up.
What kind of country?
Name the country.
Like I said all it takes. I didn't say which country, but all it takes for one African country. That's what
there is one, Togo.
Togo.
Yeah, Togo. You're right, Togo.
You can fly in visa-free, tax-free. Now, I don't know about your Belonger status.
No. Senegal, you can fly in visa-free. Togo, you have to buy visa. You can buy visa all the time.
Togo's visa-free.
No.
I was just there, John. John, I was just there.
I know. For
really?
Togo's a French-free country now.
Yeah. Yes. You got Senegal is...
visa-free.
Yeah.
Liberia is visa-free for Americans.
Is it Liberia? No, it's not.
You have to.
It used to be.
It's free when you walk in and apply, but you can get one. You have to get one.
Okay.
Senegal.
Us. And we're the ones that built it.
Yeah.
We're the ones that colonized it.
Yeah.
And my problem with George Way, and all the others, they need to change their law. It's like, even now, we go in there. And we have to reside there a year and under the old laws to get a Liberian passport.
Okay.
1 year. Right? That's what it used to say. Before Doe came and messed things up.
Yeah.
I went to the Liberian embassy in Abuja and asked that question to essentially the number three counselor, England counselor, first counselor, second. I was talking with her and said, oh, what does it take for us? And I showed her my U.S. passport. This is about 6-7 years ago. I said, what does it take for us to get our Liberian passport? Said, well, you should know. I said, I should know. I mean, I'm in the Liberian embassy. You're supposed to tell me. Oh, well, for me to find out, I tell you what, there's a number I can call back in Monrovia. I don't know if she's on seat. That kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, okay, when do you want me to come back and get the information? This is the embassy. You're supposed to know right there on the spot. But what I got was this clique of Americo-Liberians. This is prior to George Way being elected. Sirleaf Johnson had just come in. He's supposed to be proud of his first African stroke African American stroke CIA stroke Howard University graduate, right? That's what she was, right?
Yeah.
Or no, Harvard, sorry. She went to Harvard, right? Sirleaf Johnson. And she was in the administration when the coup happened.
The first or second coup? Second.
The very first one.
In 80.
Against Talbert now.
Yeah, dope, yeah.
She was in that administration, but she's the only one that survived, only one that wasn't jailed, only one that wasn't killed.
Yeah,
she's the only one, and she became president. Okay.
Franco Fernandez.
Yeah. And now, even the local party that she was in has thrown her out.
Yeah.
And George Way has come in. You understand? She did not endorse George Way.
Even. No, she didn't.
Right. So she's persona non grata and she just stepped off the seat. But George Way, he was in the Senate. He had to go back and get a degree or something. Not that you had to have it, but he did. He got the Senate, he got elected. But now in the law, it's not favoring us to come. It's like if you're already in America or an indigenous, it's great for you. But it's difficult for us. All Liberia has to do is say, come on, y'all. You want a Liberian passport?
Yeah.
$100.
Uh-huh.
And we just get it. $100 is what, 55, 60 million black Americans.
Right.
Give or take. What if 10% of them paid $100?
I was a salesman.
Just a passport.
Yeah, but they still think you know.
But that's $500 million, homes.
Yeah, but the question now,
just for a piece of paper to travel, whether you use it or not.
But the question now is this: the question now is that If they get the Liberian passport, if they're going to come back to America with the Liberian passport, they have to get a visa to come to America.
No.
We'll still
keep the American passport. We'll get the Liberian because we're entitled to it.
Okay.
Now we can come into ECOWAS with it.
Yeah, you can go off.
No visas again,
yeah.
See, that's the kind of issues I want to discuss at the town hall meeting. Where it's like, no, you can only ask one question. But this is the crux of the matter. If you can't have a passport to go home and not have to go to Washington or New York or Atlanta, if you're lucky, to get a visa to come home and be a free man or a free woman for that matter, then what are we talking about? At least get the visa relief or something. Show us that this AU thing has some clout. Or forget the AU, one country, as you mentioned. Just one. Liberia is perfect.
Yeah, you're right. And you're very right.
And we'll set